crisis here, and the religious in general had nothing to say about it.
Two brothers, one of them is killed by the other brother because there will be some sort of rendezvous.
No, this is beyond me. I don't have that at all. I don't believe. I think, as I said, if there is memory, it will, because what we're talking about is a form of remembrance. If there is that, it's in the deeds that one did, or the art that one created, or in some cases, perhaps in the children. But no more.
So you can't, as I can't, make sense of the idea of a continuing consciousness which outlasts the death of the body, in which that consciousness would, as it were, identify itself.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Well, do you think it would be lovely?
Well, of course, there'd be so many of us. It'd be a rather crowded area, I think. It'd be like the subway at 5 o'clock in the evening. Which you could get off, I think.
But in addition to, as it were, the population problem,
the urge is always there, I think. The urge to preserve this thing. And if you're not careful, I suppose you could venture into everlasting life. But as I said earlier, death is the ultimate perplexity.